Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jack. What's up, Frank?
What's up, man? Today we're here with Reiki Joe. He's going to tell us a lot about Reiki.
What's going on, Reiki Joe?
Oh, what's up, guys? Man, so cool for you to have me on here. I think we've done this before, no?
Yeah, I think we did a session without just us getting to know, you know, what Reiki's about and everything, but we haven't had you on the podcast yet. So this is, you know, thank you for doing this.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me. I know we did a collaboration with Dawn over there at Teeth Food, you know, and that was awesome. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it was.
Super appreciate you guys asking me to join you today.
Yeah, of course. So if you could tell our audience your history and how did you get started with it? I know you've told us before, but if you could explain for our audience, how did you get started with it?
Gosh, yeah. I'm not really good at telling the story because I did obviously hold back a lot.
Right.
You know, it's a little unique, but and I talk, you know, people ask me a lot, like, how did you get into Reiki? And for anybody listening, Reiki is just a Japanese term for universal life force energy. We all have access to this energy. It's what makes us and everything around us. But anyway, everybody asks, yeah, how did you get into Reiki? And it's, well, actually, it's funny because the Reiki got into me. It found me via a spiritual awakening, which brought me all this energy, like, to my hands and where I could really connect in deep with people on spiritual levels and help them work through stuff. I don't know. I guess you just say life stuff and help them progress. Get back to who they are, which is an awesome being on this planet that we all share. Positive, it's all love, and it's crazy because I was in a corporate sector almost 20 years, and once this thing hit, man, it just took me right out of there. And luckily, I have a very supportive and loving family, albeit it's been difficult at times, and there's still some strained relationships and same friends. I'm still the same guy, but I just kind of see things for what they are. Really pretty cool. And I just love everybody. It's freaking crazy, man. This happened like a year and a half ago. Not long ago. It was Mother's Day weekend, May 2017.
Right.
It hasn't shut off, man. Like I love you guys. I mean, it's weird. And of course, you know, my wife, bless her heart, had to endure a lot with an energetic shift. I mean, that's simply that. The shift, it was sudden, it was abrupt, it was powerful. And, but, you know, at the same time, it's connected me with all these amazing people. And it's been the most fulfilling part of my journey thus far. I'm in my 40s now. I'm a dad, I have 3 kids. You know, the American dream, you know, the white dude on the couch yelling at the TV. Beard, eat shit.
Yeah.
That really was me. And,
right.
Asshole at times, you know.
It sounds awesome.
it's cool, man. Like, everybody's gonna get to where they're gonna get to. And, that's just how it happened for me. And, so I'm on this journey, and like, it's been really hard, but it's been also very beautiful. Like, the connection made is like, I can't even tell you how awesome it is, and they're very simple, you know? It's really cool.
So have you started, like, a business with this, or explain the business side, how this has turned into a business for you?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like, I got the energy. A manager at where I work knew what Reiki was. I met up with her. She's like, you have Reiki. And so I looked it up, and I went to school to get my certification, whatever you want to call it, training.
Right.
Because I thought it would allow me the opportunity to control it, turn it off. And so I did the training. I came home, and my wife's friend was sitting there, and I put my hands on her, and I gave her some Reiki. She's like, oh, my God, I feel so good. And I was like, yeah, I fucking love it, man. So I guess we cuss on me, right? and then I was like, it just clicked in my head. I knew I could leave my job and make something out of it. And so I abruptly kind of resigned, but I still called on this mission to help take Reiki around the world.
Specifically, what were you doing before this?
I was working for a Fortune 500 company.
Okay.
Most people will figure it out, but I just don't like to talk, you know, names. I don't want, you know, who knows, man. But, I was an insurance fraud investigator for about 16-plus years. That means like 18-and-a-half years I was with this company. It was literally on the other side. We used to look at people that did stuff like that I do now and call bullshit.
Sure.
I would question it, even attorneys. Towards the end of my career, it's funny, energy started coming in on records in cases of, we did insurance defense stuff with
right.
groups of chiropractors, doctors, attorneys, and accident claimants that all kind of appear to work together, I'll put it that way, to orchestrate these claims. And so my job was to see the bullshit and call it out, you know, hopefully defend it, protect the assets of this big company, which is very important, you know, right? And
sure.
they have the resources. And a lot of time it's who has the most resources. That's been cool to be thinking. But hey, I'll get off that. And so yeah, there's a 180 on the other side, very conservative. It was a world of numbers. The job got away from investigation and getting in there and meeting with people. I love that part of the job, which was really feeling out somebody. And you know, you can tell if they're bullshit. Most people, minor accidents producing major injury, subjective injury. You know, there's no proof. I'm able to build good rapport with these folks and allow them to open up, and I think it served me well in that capacity. But now I just do it different. I used to solve the claims, and now I solve souls. It's cool, man. It's freaking cool. But anyway.
Reiki came from, like, a Japanese man, right, that wanted to learn how Jesus cured people with his hands, right?
Yeah, a gentleman named Dr. McAllister, who he went on a quest. He was a Japanese samurai, and he wanted to learn about energy, really energy healing. And it's been around centuries, thousands of years. It goes back way before, you know, religion and medicine and all that stuff. That's how we took care of each other. That's how we got past disease, worked through stuff. So I'll just say energy healing, let's just say, is an ancient practice. Reiki in and of its own was founded in the 20s by Dr. Isui, as the practice is known today. It started out in the eastern part of the world, Japan, and you know, it made its way out here. So to the Western culture, you know, here we're very want to see, touch, feel, smell everything. And with Reiki, it's different. You know, you can't see it. You can definitely feel it. It's an experience. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just working with energy to clear blockages on emotional, physical, and spiritual levels. And it's very effective. And in conjunction with this Western medicine that we all have access to, it can be very powerful, hopefully. And it's starting to happen. We're merging together and working together, but hopefully down the line you'll see a lot more energy work in general, not just Reiki, but acupuncture, yoga, mm-hmm. you know, meditation, like being like part of protocol in a hospital to help people truly get better.
So you're saying things like energy healing could work yeah. with medicine or instead of medicine?
With. In conjunction or on its own. I think everybody, and that's what I love about Reiki, is sharing it with people, showing them how powerful they are and how they can really connect into themselves. I'm not saying don't go to your doctor. No, we need doctors to have their place. But we can also work with those doctors with our own symptomology. And a lot of that is just being aware of ourselves and what we're experiencing emotionally. And life events that have happened to us and how we view those as we continue our journey. Over time, these blockages manifest into dis-ease and cause a whole host of problems. Taking a pharmaceutical to alleviate some symptoms has its place, but the goal is to get in there and really get to the root of the problem. And sometimes, well, Western medicine doesn't have a protocol in place for that. However, in conjunction with some energy workers, light workers, whatever you want to call them, are able to do with folks, we're going to get people better so much quicker. We won't have these ridiculous costs, but that's another on MTC of its own and with the insurance and all that. But again, I'll push that off to the side and try to stay down the line here. So yeah, you're going to see more of it, and it's really cool. It's a great option, I think, that people have in their self-care toolbox.
So you also use tools that do aid in energy, correct? Like crystals and trees, you said, I believe, before?
What crystals and what?
And you said trees and stuff, they help with the energy?
Oil? Trees. Say trees, I guess.
Yeah, I think I thought you said that before. Maybe I'm wrong. But I know you said crystals, right?
Yeah, crystals are cool. Yeah, trees, great. If you're out by when you connect in with a tree, you know, it's a joke, you know, tree hugging. But if you ever do it, you'll feel it and you'll feel better. But so there's a lot of tools you can use with energy work. Crystals. Stones, they all have a different frequency vibration to them. We are vibration. And we also have chakras in our body. I don't know how far we're going to get to those, but they're vortexes of energy. And stones, crystals can mask those frequencies. Foods can match those frequencies to assist those chakras in moving energy, and we have that power. You know, just think about it. If you if you're feeling really sad and you go eat a bag of chips, okay, you're probably gonna feel a little shitty at time. You know, like, wow, I just ate a fucking bag of chips and I feel like shit. Well, yeah. But the low vibration into your already low vibrating body, which is, your heart's a little hurt right now. So say we, the heart chakra color is green, okay? So say we go get this big salad and we eat it and feel better. And, that's just a real simple example. Anybody can probably relate to that, unless you absolutely hate salad and you love chips and chips make you happy. Well, that's cool, man. Eat the fucking chips, right? So, but it's to be in tune with yourself to know what works with you. Like, a diet that works with me may not work with you. And that's okay, because we're all different. We're all different makeups from our cultures of past and all that. You know, that's a whole other thing. But it's cool, man. It's just about being connected to yourself. And through that, you're able to really connect into situations that you find yourself in and see them for what they are, or the people you're involved with, relationships. I mean, relationships, anything, right? People, place, things, substances. There's an energetic attachment and there's an exchange. And the more aware you are of these things, the more you're able to navigate through this life, which can be a challenge at times, with a little more understanding, compassion.
Hey, Joe, so you're in Arizona, right?
Yeah, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I do connect with people online, whether it's messaging, email, phone, Skype, Facebook, whatever, man. Any connection, we can move that energy. It's pretty cool.
So, do you have a client base? Like, most of the people you, are they, like, talk with, are they actually in Arizona, California, or where do you get most of your clientele from?
Yeah, so, Art of Reiki is hands-on, in-person session. Or it could be in-person, just a conversation. So, the most of my client base is right here in Phoenix area, metropolitan area.
Sure.
I have a few that are outside of the country and outside of the state that we do the distant work, and it's basically a conversation. And I'm an empath, intuitive, whatever the hell you want to call me, and I can really, really pick up on things. And it's crazy because the energy, the Reiki just brings, it's just channels in the information that I need to share with you. To help keep you kind of on your whatever you're doing, and to get you kind of back on your horse and down on your that app again. It's pretty cool, man, and it does different things for everybody. So like some clients are, I have like weekly clients for different physical disorders.
Sure.
That use to help calm down their parasympathetic system, which it does, which expedites healing. And because obviously they're sick for a reason, right? There's deficiency somewhere. The Reiki helps charge up your body, regulatory system, your immune system. It gives you that boost that you just aren't getting, whether you're getting drained in a relationship with somebody, something, some place, and you're not aware of it or aware of how to set up a boundary to prevent it, or you just need some love. And it's cool, man, and it's fun to see how people are able to manage their own whatever it is with this as an alternative. Like a physical thing where they're feeling down, whether they have anxiety because they're stressed out, or they're going through chemo. Reiki is an intelligent energy. It sounds crazy, but it does what needs to be done. And
right.
All you have to do is stay out of the way, man.
I hear you.
And that's the hard part, right? You know, all of us. We really have to stay out of our way, but like,
yeah,
we're not supposed to, and so it's all good, man.
Yeah, so can you explain what chakras are? You say you're talking about chakras.
Yeah, so like our bodies are, we're energy, and we have vortexes of energy. There's like hundreds, like maybe 700, 800, could even be in the thousands, but there's 7 main chakras in our body, and they are the colors of the rainbow, which is really cool. And, you hear a lot, eat the colors of the rainbow. Really, eat the colors of the chakras, because food is energy, and our chakras are our life. They are our vitality, and when those things are flowing and clear and moving, we feel good and we're in alignment, and we all know how that feels. You're just like, I feel great. And it's not like you're drinking, you're doing something you love. Your vibration is really humming. It could be an activity, it could be with some of the people, and it just feels good. And the Reiki helps get those chakras cleared. Any negative energy is going to be brought up to the surface, it's going to be cleared away, and we backfill it in with universal life force energy. straight from the universe.
So, you know, I know you said things like chips make you feel bad and like salad makes you feel good. That's kind of just like a lot of nutrition. How does the Reiki work into that?
Very simple. Energy, right? Positive and negative. There's positive energy and there's negative energy. So if you're putting in calorie dense food, a calorie is a unit of energy, right? And that can be a positive energy unit or it can be a negative energy unit. We know what the positive energy units are in our food supply. You know, that's common sense. And we know what negative is. So in regards to how that translates to Reiki, Reiki is nothing but positive energy. You know,
right.
The universe stores. So it's almost like it's love. It's strong. It clears negativity. It clears negative energies, emotions. Just like eating a good meal of good energy will make you feel better. It just is. And it's like it's no different than going to a place where there's a bunch of negative melees and you feel their energy suck yours, or versus going to a place where you're with your boys and you're all like beating off each other, feeling really good. So those are just examples of how energy is and how we're able to navigate it, really.
So how long does a Reiki session last, Joe? Like, let's say I called you up and, you know, said, hey, can you slide me in on a Friday or something like that? As an example, how long would a, for those new to Reiki listening to this, how long would one session last?
Yeah, really, as long as they desire it to. I like to really trust the energy. So, like, a session is typically 60 to 90 minutes. They'll come in, a client will sit down, or we'll talk on the phone, and, you know, if they're new, or we haven't had that, that's our first time meeting, we, you know, get to know each other a little bit, and the energy's on. We're already connecting on deep levels, probably beyond either of our understanding. But, so they'll get on the table probably 20 minutes in, run the Reiki on them, series of hand placements on and off the body through the chakras from head to toe. That runs about 40 to 50 minutes. Then after the session, they will discuss what they experienced or what I picked up. Part of what I do is getting messages from the spirit world, the other side, to see loved ones, whichever you want to call it, universal energy, wisdom, channel, divine.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it, I'll get some information, and I pass it along. And, you know, that's part of it, too.
So some of it is just getting to know the person you're dealing with, right? Because you can't really transmit any energy. You gotta get on a personal level with your client, right?
I've done it without really much discussion.
Okay.
What's weird about being at a store and just look at somebody and get it all, you know, like,
sure,
figured out. It's very kind of frustrating in a way because it's not fun going places as an intuitive, like, whatever this is. The Reiki, we only go as far as the Reiki, that's what's cool. It'll go as far as the person. It's all about intention. So this person's coming to me just to kind of feel it out. It may be a session like that. I'll encourage them to open up.
Sure, because
if you don't want to say something, you don't need to volunteer any information.
No, yeah, because off the record, Frank and I had a session with you not too long ago, and, you know, we touched on some personal stuff, but, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's all on what the customer, like, wants to get out of it, right? It's up to them, just like anything else.
I was with my family. I want a clearing. I don't mean my family. Like, you know, maybe somebody was visiting or they were hanging out with a friend. They just took on a lot of what they would describe as toxic energy. And they're just like, I want to be clear. Yeah, that's cool, man. Don't, you know, do it. And, or there's some really deep healing, sexual abuse at one point, physical abuse. And so what we do is just provide a space to love that up and allow them to, feel that love really and surrender to it. Because a lot of times, like, bad things happen to people, right?
Right.
Bad situations. And that becomes a dark space in our energy, in our field. It's a hard place for us to go mentally, physically, spiritually. However, it needs love. It needs light for it to heal. And the Reiki will bring it through, you know, give it the love. And that allows a person to help heal and clear it. And then reprogram, knowing, you know, that is a part of my journey, but it isn't me. I am now this. And it gives them that power back over that situation that may have been robbing them of so much joy and energy, which is vital energy, for who knows how long. Sometimes for a lifetime, people can't get to it, and that's okay. It's part of their journey, and yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool. We all have stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Being aware of that, we need to love each other up more, man. We're all going through shit.
I know, especially now, you know, with everything going on economically, and you never know how one's feeling, you know?
Yeah, so, Joe, I was just wondering, so, you know, when you do these Reiki sessions, is it like you're trying to get to a certain point by the end of the session, and do you meet the goal, or is it kind of like, let's just do the session, see where we get at? Is it kind
of
like...
Yeah, it's a surrender. Let's see what the energy does. Like, part of my journey has been tapping into this spiritual medium stuff, which is kind of different, and but that all that is surrendering and letting the information come and then translating it. So it's all about surrendering and staying out of the way and not saying, like, if somebody came in and I was like, oh, we're gonna get this person walking out of here smiling and jumping, that would be ego in the way. That would be like a desired outcome. I don't have that choice, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not, I can't choose the outcome for this person. All I could do, and what I do when I'm given a session, is the highest intention of the greater good, and that is trusting the energy I'm going to do what has to be done at that time. Some people maybe aren't ready to go that deep into their past or a situation yet. You know, they may be new to Reiki, and they got some really intense past trauma that's going to come up, but that might be like a year from now, or that could be next session, or that, you know. When it is, it will be. That's the key. And we have to surrender and stay out of the outcome-focused result fit thing. You know, I think we do that a lot. Like, we, and that's kind of the expectation thing, which is a scary trap to get ourselves into.
Right, right. It's almost, right? You get in expectations, you don't meet them, and then you get upset, and it brings definitely negative energy. Now, you said you've been doing medium work. Now, typically mediums is when you speak to spirits, correct? Or when you communicate through spirits, right?
Yeah, spirit will come forward if you allow them the opportunity within loving intention, grace, and all of the above. Because we all have spiritual guide present with us, and that I would say that's my opinion based on my experiences, right. I guess.
Right.
You know, that's my experience. And it was just funny because I was raised Catholic, I was in home school, I was a little shit, and as an adult, of course, I didn't go to church. My wife and I, we kind of tried to do it. It just never seemed to, just like the corporate thing, it just didn't feel right. And, where was I going with that? I'm sorry, I got off track.
No, but I do have a question about that, the Catholic thing. Because the Catholic Church, I was raised Roman Catholic as well, and it is very, a little, sometimes too structured. Have you experimented with other religions, or is it just kind of like the Catholic Church and forget it?
No, it was just a Catholic thing for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to the point where I was agnostic, where you're like, oh, it could be, couldn't be.
Right.
And then right before my awakening, I was like, you know what? You're one and done. I was like kind of at that point in my life, kind of scary looking back, you know. So, but, you know, that was part of me getting to where I had to be on wherever I'm going. So it's just, you know, everybody's on their own, man. It's cool.
We're all on our separate journeys, so the best is to help each other get to that journey.
Yeah, the differences aside, you know, truly. And
right.
Just honors that, and, yeah. It's funny, like, when people, like, want to bash on people, it's like, why? Like, or especially because of their belief system or something.
Well,
there's no place.
A lot of people that bash other people typically, you know, is because they're not in tune to their own energy or their own feelings about themselves.
Correct.
So, Joe, do you have any interesting stories on, you know, meeting different people, like, so far through this journey? Do you have any interesting or funny stories you'd like to share?
Oh, my gosh.
Just any story would be fine. Anything and everything on this show, so.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's like, so, like, not long after this happened, it is weird because, like, I knew what I was going to do and I was capable of love right out the gate, but it had to happen. You know what I mean? It was like weird. Like, I knew I was going to be doing all these things that I've been doing the past year, albeit through the, you know, the obstacles and the ups and downs and twists and turns.
Sure. Yeah, if you have any funny stories?
Yeah, you know, so part of it was, like, obviously, I'm getting support from my close family and so my wife says to me with her friend and her daughter who was out of town. So what she said was, I was like telling her how I can do like body scans on people without them being there. So she's like, okay, we'll do a scan on my friend's daughter. They're on an airplane right now flying back from Chicago. Something happened to her. I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's scary. So I like pictured her, did a scan, moved my hands up and down her body. I kept hitting something like on her left lower leg. She hurt her left lower leg? Like what? She had sprained an ankle like 2 hours before they went to the airport and had to be wheelchaired through the airport.
Right.
But it was just really crazy because it was really what it was spirit showing me I have the ability to get connected to people no matter where they are. And we actually can do that. And it's like an energetic muscle thing. Like the more you work it, the more you're able to do. And I don't know. It's just weird because like sometimes I'll start talking to somebody on a session and like within 2 minutes we're just diving into whatever it was they were there to, I guess, clear or bring up to move through the love up is what it is. So anyway, stories, gosh, man. Probably like when some people see deceased loved one appearing during a session, just seeing their face, or they'll feel it. They'll feel like, oh, I kept thinking about my grandma, and then when we get done, I'll be like, grandma will have come up or something. We'll be talking about her in some fashion. So it's really cool. It's just a cool, it's cool to connect with people on that level. It's just different, you know, but it's very, it puts people at ease. You know, that's what Reiki is. It's to de-stress and clear negative energy, and that's what it does best.
So, Joe, I have a question. So, you know, being around your family, especially because we had Thanksgiving, being Reiki and being intuitive to people's energy, does it make holidays horrible?
It can. But again, it's mindset. You know what I mean? Like, I knew what I was going to be faced with Thanksgiving, you know, or what. And all I can do is be up. It's easy to go down to shit town. Anybody can go down there. But you just have to be up and give every situation you can, which... you don't even want to sometimes love and light and be positive. I mean, what good is it going to be to get sucked into that shit town hole? I'm looking at my left, I'm looking down, shit town down there.
Right.
What's that going to do? It's not going to do. So, it's just, you have to stay on the up and take care of your own vibration because you're only responsible for your vibration. You can't be for anybody else. All you can do is love. And that can, you know, do whatever it's going to do. But ultimately, you know, that's on them. And how you respond is on you. And you don't want to be reacting to stuff.
On that note, Joe, we usually do a sensible or cynical thought. So do you have a sensible or cynical thought for the episode?
You know, it's funny. At the end of what we were just talking about, I did have something happen. It's just love, man. I don't know. It's very simple. And it's not about... you, it's not about me, it's about us, and the more we understand that, the better off we're all going to be, and I don't know, it's contagious, it's infectious, and I think we all have a duty to vibrate responsibly and spread that shit.
All right, Frank, you're up. Sensible or cynical thought for the episode?
Well, I think in a sensible fashion, I think regardless of how you feel, anyone feels, I think just spreading love and happiness amongst each other and being intuitive to other people is just a positive way to go about society in general. The more negativity and the more bringing people down, unless it's Sean, the more negativity and bringing people down it doesn't get you anywhere unless it's Sean.
Hey Joe, I don't mind this guy half the fucking time.
Yeah.
No, but I'll make it three. I'll do sensible as well. You know, Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast on such short notice. It's been wonderful knowing you and Don, you know, throughout our time podcasting. And I just want to say thanks once again for coming on the show.
Oh, I super appreciate you guys and what you're doing, and you are doing it. You are doing exactly what you said, and you know, standing up, making people smile, keeping that energy moving. So many people get in weird spaces, and that's okay. That's part of this existence. But when they have something like you guys, or something like Reiki they can access and get through some shit, that's what it's about. You're doing it, man. Keep it on.
So speaking of accessing, if someone wants to get in contact with you, do you have anything to promote, or how can someone get in touch with you if they want to know more?
Yeah, sure. You can email or call me. Email is rootshug@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or hyrevibrations.com, hyrevibrations.com, 602-770-9397. Text, call. You want a sample to see, how quickly we can jack you up. Let's try it.
I hear you, man. Nothing but positive vibes. And you're on Twitter and Instagram as well?
Yeah, find me on Instagram. Probably where we have the most fun at Higher Vibrations. It's Higher Vibrations. We do things there, some live stuff with some other very talented energy workers who are... It's just crazy how many awesome people there are out there. And, let's connect.
Okay. Frank, you got anything else?
I'm all set. Well, thank you for being on the show, Joe.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. I love you. Let's do it again. And, let's do it again.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Take it easy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sensibly Cynical. If you could subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, it would be highly appreciated. Take care.